Did you ever think about how expensive things became during the Civil War?
This History Minute on WIQO is brought to you by the Lynchburg Museum and Point of Honor.
I'm Doug Harvey, director of the Lynchburg Museum System. With little gold or silver coinage in the southern states, the Confederates allowed states, counties, cities, railroads, and banks to print paper money to keep the economy running. The city of Lynchburg issued paper currency in the amounts of 10, 15, 25, 30, 50, 60, 75, and 90 cents. As the war dragged on, southern paper money became worth less and less, and rampant inflation set in. Butter had risen to $1 a pound in 1862, which many thought exorbitant, but was $15 a pound in 1865. Janet Cleland of Lynchburg kept a diary during the war and noted prices in April of 1865 as Lee was about to surrender to Grant. Flour was then going for $700 to $800 a barrel, liquor for $300 a gallon. Bonnets that cost $2 to $3 in 1861 were now $250 at the end of the war. One outcome of the American Civil War was that many women worked outside the home for the first time. Bills printed in the South were individually signed to fight counterfeiting, and hundreds of women were employed signing these paper bills in the names of officials. Over the years, people remodeling houses in the South have found piles of Confederate money stuffed in the walls as insulation.
This History Minute on WIQO was brought to you by the Lynchburg Museum and Point of Honor. Come hear the stories Point of Honor and the Lynchburg Museum have to tell. Point of Honor offers fine furnishings, guided tours, and a gift shop with unique Lynchburg gifts. The museum is featuring Experience the James, an exhibit on the art, ecology, and history of America's founding river. The museum and Point of Honor are open 7 days a week. Call 434-455-6226 for information or visit LynchburgMuseum.org or pointofhonor.org. Also, find them on Facebook and Twitter.